Hello, Denizens of Planet Earth. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from Starship Think on These Things. Think on These Things is a starship of the imagination. Think on These Things is sponsored by the StarsGazette.com website. StarsGazette.com is committed to enhancing the understanding of different types of insurances and their advantages and disadvantages. On this podcast, we will discuss some of the major benefits of whole life insurance. The focus of StarsGazette.com podcast has usually been on health insurance, but on this podcast, we will take a little time and talk on whole life insurance policies. Whole life is a permanent insurance policy which is guaranteed to remain in force for the insured's entire lifetime, his whole life, provided the required premiums are paid or to the policy's maturity date. In contrast to term insurance, which becomes unaffordable or unattainable at older ages, whole life insurance is the design to remain in force for the whole life of the insured, and the premiums will never increase. The purpose of a level premium with whole life policies is to make lifetime coverage affordable at older age. The level premium system results in overpaying for the risk of dying at younger ages and underpaying in later years towards the end of life expectancy. As a result, the premium amount paid for a whole life policy never increases from its original amount, even if the insured lives to a very old age. In a fixed premium schedule, the policy owner selects the mode payment for the policy's level premium on a fixed schedule. This can be monthly payment schedule or another mode. If a premium is not paid when it is due, the policy will go out of force or lapse. Like its premium, the death benefit of a whole life policy is fixed and level for as long as the policy is in force. The face amount remains the same. Cash values are an integral part of whole life policies and reflect the reserves necessary to assure payment of the guaranteed death benefit. Policy's cash value increases steadily over the life of the contract because it is regularly credited with a guaranteed level rate of interest. The schedule increases and the cash value are stated in the policy's illustration. Cash surrender value of a whole life policy arises from the policy holder's right to quit the contract and reclaim a share of the reserve funds attributable to the policy. By cashing in a policy, the policy owner gives up the death benefit. Life insurance policies with a cash surrender value usually have long provisions that allow the policyholder to borrow up to the cash value of the policy. The policy and its death benefit remains in force when cash is loaned and the interest must be paid on the amount borrowed. If a policy loan has not been paid back and the insured dies, the amount borrowed plus any interest charges are deducted from the policy's death benefit. The whole life policy death benefit is payable upon the insured's death. The death benefit consists of two components. First, that cash value, sometimes referred to as the saving element, and the second, an insurance protection element that must be paid in addition to the cash value so that the death benefit equals the policy's face amount. This is known as the net amount of risk to the insurance company, which represents the amount of money the insurance must have on hand to pay the death benefit. The death benefit equals cash values minus the net amount at risk at any given time. Cash value increases each year. The insurance protection element decreases each year. Whole life policies mature or are endowed at some point in the future. A whole life policy usually ends either at age 100 or 120. If the insured is still living when maturity occurs, the cash value in the policy will equal the policy amount and is paid to the policy owner, and endowment, the policy's owner will pay income tax on any given taxable gains. There are several and sundry types of whole life insurance policies, and we will not get into them at this point, but we will come back to them at some time later. Let me here make a short story shorter. Here we will discuss the advantages and disadvantages of whole life policies. Whole life insurance is a permanent coverage with guaranteed level premiums and does not expire after a specific time. Cash value in whole life insurance policies of accumulate are by law permanent policies offer certain options in the event the policy lapses after premiums have been paid into the policy. These values include cash surrender value paid of insurance or extended term insurance. Because the policy is providing lifetime coverage, the initial premium for the whole life is higher than term insurance. Unlike other types of permanent insurance, whole life premiums cannot be increased or are not flexible. The death benefit cannot be increased. Lastly, the policy owner has no control over how the cash value is invested. Denizens of Planet Earth, it is a pleasure for us to podcast and share information until we rendezvous again. This is the Dr. Arthur Boston Floyd podcasting to you from the Starship Think on These Things. Please remember to visit our website, starsgazette.com, and also view our videos. Thank you very much.